This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can't believe how many people are on my side.
Yes.
All I was doing was having a succulent Chinese meal. Everybody's like, Keith's wrong. You're right. Thank you. Somebody did send me a thing of somebody having a flesh-eating disease after they had the leftovers. So that's not very good, but that's for a different day. Mary Kay Cabot, she's going to join us here coming up at 8:22. That's not for a different day. I never want to talk about something like that again. Mary Kay Cabot, what would the Browns do if they don't want a quarterback at number two? And, you know, as the saga continues with you-know-who. Mary Kay's going to join us at 8:20. So if you didn't see the end of the Cavs game last night, I wouldn't have blamed you. It was a blowout from basically beginning to end. Max Strus went crazy in the first half, and then that was about the end of it. And the Cavaliers won 131-108. Should have been 129-108. It ended up being 131-108 because with about 4 seconds left, as they were dribbling out the clock, Tristan Thompson threw down a dunk, and I would play the FanDuel one, but you got to hear the home broadcast. This is,
oh, yeah.
This is Tristan throwing down a dunk at the end of the game, at the end of a blowout, courtesy of TSN.
Kenny Atkinson and the Cleveland Cavaliers is Thompson right at the, and the boos ringing out for Tristan Thompson.
Uh-oh.
Getting the two-handed slam, a little bit surprising. 131-108, and Tristan Thompson now headed back, and there's some words here, and everybody trying to separate. Scotty Barnes saying something to Tristan Thompson, and Darko now standing that way. And this is one of the things about this building, like a lot, the teams actually head down the same tunnel. They do not go to separate tunnels, and we thought that Tristan Thompson would have dribbled that out. He did not, and the Raptors, and you understand it, they take exception to it. And this game was won early on. They led by as many as 39, and the boos in the building, and Thompson smiling now, kind of go, you know.
When they started booing even more, they started to cheer because Scotty Barnes was going to go after him, as was described by the TSN broadcast, and then things started to nearly get out of hand as Tristan Thompson had to be held back. It looked like he was going to try to fight all of Toronto.
Well, it's awkward. They're the teams share the tunnel together. The teams share the locker rooms together. The teams will share a shower together after the break. It's like
perfectly
ridiculous.
Fine.
That was Matt Devlin, by the way. I think that's, do you remember Matt Devlin used to be at TNT?
Yeah.
Him and
I remember the name, I should say. I didn't remember the voice.
Yeah, so this was weird.
Nothing against that guy.
You never see this, really. And when you do see it, it is almost a guaranteed fracas.
I had to wonder, did somebody say something to him? Because it looks
something
like
had to have happened.
He's just dribbling it out, and it seems like something hits, and he's like, okay, you know what? And then he just throws down some dunk to make it 131-108, and then that's the end of the game. Kenny Atkinson was asked about it. Here's Kenny.
Tristan, I'm not sure what he was thinking. Sometimes, though, you're playing the game, and you just have a reaction. I know in Tristan, there's no bad intention there. I think just sometimes you're playing, and you know, the goal of the game is to score, and just unfortunate.
Why does it always sound in a basketball post game like they're in a diner?
Yeah, you're hearing.
You did that before.
Clicking and clacking. Yeah,
it was like a
that
diner.
Was the crash of the glass from the fight. Some
goals
coming through.
There's no way Kenny believes that. There's no way he believes that.
I guarantee there was some sort of discussion because you brought it up earlier. You were watching Donovan Mitchell's reaction.
Well, Donovan Mitchell, the TSN is the brilliant clip. I know we're about to have Brad Daugherty on at 9. You had to go with the home crowd. You had to go to the home broadcast because that was the brilliant clip. They showed Donovan Mitchell. He has his hands over his head, and it looks like, what? Why did you do that? What's going on? Because it's like Donovan knows they're not going to be happy about this.
He was surprised.
It's not going to be good. And we have to walk back through the same tunnel. Maybe Tristan forgot about that and thought they were just going to walk back in different tunnels. I don't think they play each other again for the rest of the year. Donovan didn't look like it wasn't. He didn't look mad. He looked like, why did you do that? And I think Kenny, he did his best to dispel it because you're 44-10. You're about to go to the All-Star break and you're about to coach at the All-Star break. But there had to be a point in the locker room. He had to look at him and go, why would you do something like that? Unless something that bad was said to Tristan Thompson. Here is Darko Rajakovic. This is the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He called it classless.
I think what Tristan did there was no class and disrespectful. I'm not going to stand for that for sure. I'm really glad that our players, they stood up for themselves. I love when my team stands up for themselves. That was no class act.
What a bizarre incident.
It was. It was, especially because that game was over so early. So you would have figured there's so much garbage time. And normally,
it was 41-17 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and normally when a game is like that, that game is, guys got a foot out the door. Guys are getting ready to go to Cabo, wherever they're going for their...
They got a week off.
Yeah, a whole week. So it's normally a friendly situation. Like, hey, we'll see you after the... Good luck with your team the rest of the year. Especially a team that's not a threat. Like, in no way are these teams going to meet in the
Ever
playoffs
again.
Or anything
well,
like
for
that.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're two totally different stages. It's a total rebuild right now in Toronto. It's been a disastrous year. So I'm surprised. Normally, those aren't the types of games where there would be any animosity.
It seems insane. Did Tristan Thompson establish himself, though, as the enforcer on this team?
Well, I didn't see any enforcing, though. That's the issue. There was nothing to enforce.
Was he sending a message?
He was getting held back by about...
Forcing the over.
Yeah, well, they definitely had the over. Was there any point where you thought there was actually going to be fisticuffs? Because it went on a long time.
For a minute there, it looks like there very well could be.
And I was surprised there were so many Raptors fans that stuck around. Because that at times, the fans are the ones that can escalate things. Because they migrate their way down to the floor to try to get autographs or whatever. So if they are getting in the face of Tristan... Or anything like that. You could see
well,
something
they're
bubbling over.
They're supposed to be hospitable people in Canada.
Was Nav Bhatia right there?
Oh, gosh. If he offended Nav, do you and I have to send an apology to Nav Bhatia?
I imagine he's friends with Tristan. So many NBA...
He's probably giving him gifts.
He goes to all the NBA Finals games.
And what makes it weird is that if it were Jared Allen or anybody else, all of our families would be on the side of that player. It's Tristan Thompson, and as Lyman noted... Mrs. Lima is not a big fan. Mrs. Carmen is not a big fan. In fact, Miss Lima, the sister, who's not a nice... Well, actually, she is nice now. She is not a fan of Tristan Thompson.
No.
It's an awkward situation in all the households. Which I don't think that they would know why this would be... My wife certainly wouldn't. Maybe your wife would. I mean, she is an athlete. My wife would have no idea why this was frowned upon in basketball.
So here's what's interesting to me. You have had, over the course of the last few weeks, you've had Jared Allen setting that huge screen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was like the dirtiest play of
his
career.
Tough guy basketball?
I understand why
are they the bad boy Cavaliers?
Right. You had Darius Garland sink a
game-winning
shot and Donovan pushed him into the crowd. Yes, so I wondered, the Cavs have not gotten the publicity that a team with this record normally gets. They haven't had an identity like that. Their identity has just been, we win. We kick the whatever out of these teams. But we don't have a top five player. We don't have a Luka. We don't have any of that. We don't have anybody that the rest of the league hates. We don't have a Joel Embiid, a Harden, a Westbrook. Like, we don't have anybody that's annoying with the referees, right? We don't have, JB was our annoying guy. But this team isn't. This team doesn't jaw at the officials the entire game.
No.
So they don't have an identity for the random teams, fan bases, that when the Cavs come to town.
Kenny's just only had one T, right?
I think I've only seen the one.
That was the night I said he doesn't yell like JB does.
Right. But funny how that happens. But so maybe this is them. They're young. They're forging maybe an identity. Because really their identity is good regular season team, because they have been for like five straight years, that doesn't do anything in the playoffs. That's been their identity. Well, they can't change that until they get to the playoffs.
This is the only identity that they could go from likable to that fans would love, I think. Because they're already good. Our fans. Well, Cleveland fans don't care about anyone else, but you're right. I should specify. This is the only identity that they could go to that fans would like. People beloved tough guy players and tough guy teams. Broad Street Bullies, Bad Boy Pistons, and if all of a sudden these guys become a bunch of ass kickers, you will fall in line. The whole point of the movie Slapshot is based on this. This is the identity that fans love the most. They like that they're likable players. They like them, but they will love them if they all of a sudden become a bunch of tough guys. So Darius, you're right. Over the last couple of weeks, you had the Jared Allen foul. You had the Darius Garland where he was like at the fan, going at the fan. And then this situation with Tristan Thompson, which again, I want to know. I feel something had to have been said from somewhere on the bench or somewhere on the floor for him to do that. It was so out of nowhere, bizarre.
Now, some of the gambler fans and listeners of the show are pointing out the point spread, that it was Raptors, at least on one site, plus 21.5.
Okay, and what was the final?
The final score, Cavs won by 23.
Oh, no.
So, that could be something that nobody has a problem when you're chasing something in a positive, get the most out of my game type of way. But if it's the other way,
that's not good.
Like, remember, the Terry Rozier stuff got brought up because he had mysteriously left a few games early, and then his props got the under. And a lot of money changed hands. And so it immediately activated all the algorithms like, hey, there's something fishy going on here. So he was under investigation. I don't know if he's been cleared or what. He's playing. So I think the NBA couldn't prove anything. But in this case, it's the opposite.
Realize it was a 21.5 point spread. I mean, he's been suspended before for...
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I'm not going to allege that. I'm not going to.
Reckless speculation.
Please just erase the last 2 minutes of audio and we are going to move on.
Oh, okay.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now. She's an investigator. She's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Yellow, Mary Kay. What would the Browns do if they didn't take a QB at 2?
Well, first of all, I just don't see that happening. I don't know how you can have the number 2 overall pick right now and not take a quarterback. There's got to be one there that you feel good enough about that can come in here and start for your football team. I think one of those guys is probably either Cam Ward or Shador Sanders. I even asked Andrew Berry at the Senior Bowl, do you see a starter in here somewhere? He said yes. So I think they have to go ahead and pull the trigger at number 2 and then go from there.
Well, see, that's some strong statements there, because I think there's a lot of people just don't, when I bring up Shador Sanders, I mean, they get viscerally mad at me, Mary Kay. They don't care for him. I think that some of it has to do with all the craziness and the hype. Okay, fine. If you haven't been paying that close of attention, fine. But I think he's a pretty decent quarterback. I think, and some people might say a pretty decent quarterback isn't there to take a number 2, but I find their backs are up against it. I'm going to have to get comfortable with the idea.
Well, you can't live in your fears. You have to take a chance on a quarterback. This is not the Pickett, Malik Willis draft. This is a draft where there are some good quarterbacks that can come in and start games for you. Maybe you're not going to find a Jaden Daniels in here, but I would much rather, and I always go back to the 2013 draft with Geno Smith. I wrote a column saying, just take Geno Smith, take a chance on him in the first round. They had the number 8 pick. Take a chance on him and build around him and see what you can make of it. And they didn't do that. They went with Barkevious Mingo instead. Would you rather whiff on Geno Smith or would you rather whiff on Barkevious Mingo? Remember, only about 50% of first-round picks hit anyways. If you're going to make a mistake, you might as well make a mistake trying to do the noble thing, and that is to find your next starting quarterback. And I do believe that there's one in here somewhere.
So Shedeur Sanders admitted that he was going to be meeting with the Browns. You have been around this and done all the reporting about the Browns and the type of, you know, information campaign they're going to be on now to get as much info as humanly possible. How do you think those types of meetings will go? And with all the football tape out there and done, there are no more football games to be played. Do you think Shedeur Sanders can win over the hearts and minds of the Cleveland Browns?
You know, I think he probably can. I think it probably for them is got to be down to Cam and Shedeur at this point. And let me just say that from a culture fit, from a personality standpoint, I've really liked what I've seen from Shedeur. I didn't know how I was going to feel about him and Deion and the whole thing and the drama that could potentially come with that or what his personality is going to be like. And I have ended up liking everything that I've seen from Shedeur. I watched him move around at NFL Honors. I watched him interact with people. I've listened to interviews. I've watched his tape. And so far, I like what I see. Now, having said that, and I know we have to go fast here today, but Cam Ward hasn't been out there yet. He didn't go to the Shrine Bowl. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He didn't go to the Super Bowl. He wasn't on NFL Honors. So we don't know yet how he is moving and interacting and all of those things from a culture standpoint and from a personality leadership standpoint. I don't think we're going to see as much of that as we need to until we get to the combine, which is coming up very soon. But Cam just hasn't put himself out there yet the way that Shedeur has.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Veteran quarterbacks, I think that probably a lot of us don't want whoever it is to that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick maybe to have to start the season week 1, but we'll see where that goes. Let me ask you this. Aaron Rodgers, his name is out there. Would they be interested in Aaron Rodgers?
I doubt it. I really doubt it for a number of reasons, including the fact that he would not come cheap. They're going to have to try to find a veteran quarterback that is not going to break the bank. And also one who's probably not going to have to mind either sitting the whole season behind your rookie or sitting most of the season behind your rookie. So you have to find someone who doesn't fancy themselves, a Pro Bowl quarterback ready to just come up off the mat and take the team to the Super Bowl. You can't really sign that guy. So there's, you know, that next tier down, I think, that you're going to be looking at. I'm going to say probably no on Aaron Rodgers.
So are there names that we should look out for when it comes to the vets?
Well, I still think that you have to keep thinking about Kirk Cousins. I know a lot of people don't love that idea, but I think that's sort of the genre that you're going to be looking for. Someone who might need to rehabilitate his career a little bit after the way things ended last season, yet someone who still has some good winning football in him. He had a shoulder injury in the last part of last season, and if he's better with the Achilles, better with the shoulder, then he could fit the bill perfectly, and he comes at the right price, $1.255 million potentially, the vet minimum for his experience level because of what the Falcons still owe him. So he's in there. There are a lot of other guys that we've heard their names, and I don't think they're going to be available, like a Geno Smith. Now Mike McDonald's out there talking about the fact that he can win a championship with him. So I don't think that that's going to be somewhere that they go. I don't know about Russell. I don't know that Russell is the right fit for this situation. There are not a lot. I mean, this is not a great, great year to be needing a quarterback.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. I've seen online some individuals attempt to report ongoing discussions about Browns and phone calls they might be receiving when it comes to Myles Garrett, but they do not have the credibility of Mary Kay Cabot. So I'll ask you, are their phones ringing off the hook right now?
I don't know about ringing off the hook, but certainly when you have a player like Myles who is out there asking to be traded, the phone is going to ring. It's Myles Garrett. And I'm sure that there are plenty of teams that feel that he can help them and get them over the top and be their final piece to the puzzle. So I'm sure the phone is ringing, but that doesn't mean there are meaningful conversations going on. That doesn't mean any of that, because I still think that at this moment right now, the Browns, even after the Radio Row blitz and Super Bowl Sunday interview, I still think that they are determined not to trade Myles Garrett.
So at what point would they get to where they would be willing to trade Myles Garrett?
Well, I think there's a lot of time before that's going to happen. I don't think that anything's going to happen at the Combine, where a lot of business is done. Plenty of trades take place right there in Indianapolis, or at least the framework of trades take place right there in Indianapolis, which we're all leaving there a week from Monday, for there a week from Monday. So that's one inflection point right there. But I don't see it happening there. I think the Browns are going to stick to their guns as long as they possibly can. And we heard Myles say the other day that he's willing to do whatever it takes. That means he's willing to let this thing get ugly if it has to. I don't know what the Browns have the stomach for at this point. I don't know if they're willing to let him sit out, you know, 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, the season, whatever it takes. I suppose if someone came along with a crazy offer that absolutely knocked their socks off and it made sense as an organization, that they would change their minds. But that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a changing of their minds right now.
I get nervous about is I try to think of the tools Myles has at his disposal to try to force the action here. And one of them is for him just to become a really bad a bad resident of Northeast Ohio. I don't know if he's willing to do that, but he's got a, him and his team certainly know that the more pressure they put on the city make it untenable for him, you know, to be here as it is. And I also think about from a Browns perspective, like, yeah, if he is not playing in games, if he's not showing up to camp, if he's not showing up to practice and he's willing to absorb the penalties, what does that do to the Browns' mindset?
Well, once again, it remains to be seen. A lot can happen. A lot can happen between now and the beginning of the season. And I actually talked to Joe Thomas about this the other day, and he offered, I thought, a lot of really good, valuable insight. And he was saying if the Browns show with their actions that they mean business here and that they get a good veteran quarterback and they go out and they draft a Shador or a Cam, and then you back that up with the money to Miles, which the veteran defensive end market is going to climb to about $40 million a year by the end of the season or by the start of the season. If some of those things happen, then perhaps Miles changes his mind about wanting to be traded because there would be a lot worse places you could go than being here in Cleveland with a much better quarterback and some other key pieces that you are certainly going to add. He keeps saying that they have given him the impression or they're not aligned with winning. But that is contrary to everything that I've talked to anyone in the organization about in terms of winning in 2025. Maybe they're not going to win a Super Bowl, but they are certainly determined to go out there and win as many games as they possibly can.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Travis Kelce, I have to ask you this real quick. There's an out there. He would be 36. If he still wanted to continue his career, would the Browns be interested in him?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it depends on what they see on the tape. And if they feel that, you know, he can still do all of those Travis Kelce things to a great extent, then perhaps they would be interested in him. It certainly would be a fantastic marketing tool, that's for sure. It would bring a lot of attention to the team, hometown player, and all of those kinds of things. I certainly think it would be worth looking into.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. Again, very sorry about the technical issues, and we'll have them rectified by next Thursday. Thank you.
This sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You were reading tweets, and somebody had written something, and then there was, what, mid?
Yeah.
Using the term mid. I'm not allowed. I'm too old to use the term mid. The only term I'm allowed to use is unk.
What about riz?
That's who I am. Nah, I enjoy the term, but no. I enjoy watching those videos of the guys on Instagram trying to do it, but
the only time you're allowed to do it is to annoy your children.
Yes.
What about DeLulu?
What the hell is that?
DeLulu.
Mary Kay Cabot just joined us. She said the Browns are taking a pick, taking a quarterback at number two with the number two pick. Better get used to it. I think you agree. I have made my peace with it. That's why I'm kind of steadfast on one quarterback in particular now. There's other things being bandied about, though. Read this Ryan Burr.
Yes, Ryan Burr, who I thought at last check was with the Golf Network. Now I'm seeing Big Ten Network.
Okay.
Hoops, PGA Tour Live and other places. He says...
You and him had a falling out, I'm to understand.
Oh, yeah, Syracuse grad, by the way. Steelers have made inquiries to the Jaguars about a trade for quarterback Trevor Lawrence. And then he also writes, this directly from the horse's mouth in the Jags organization. Then he adds, wow, capital W-O-W with an exclamation. So I guess I'd
wonder. What did they offer?
Well, he is then following that up with another tweet that said Steelers would deal this year's number one and number two. But he did add that there is a caveat to that. Kenny, where's the draft next year?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Would the Pittsburgh Steelers trade their number one next year when they have the draft in their own backyard?
So we heard that from the Jags?
He said not only the Jags.
The horse's mouth.
He says the horse's mouth.
Well, they're called Jaguars. They're not called the Jacksonville Horses.
You didn't hear from the Jaguars' mouth.
I am curious.
Yeah, I got to hear from the Jaguars' mouth.
What we think he means when he says the horse's mouth. Who could that be in Jacksonville?
Doug Peterson got fired. Trent Baalke got fired.
He got fired. Aren't they interviewing?
Liam Cohen said a lot of things during his press conference. Maybe he's... I don't think that he would just tell Ryan Burr everything.
Is that the horse's mouth? We have to look into the connections.
Would you... Why are they... Well, if you heard it from Jacksonville, are you trying to start a market for Trevor Lawrence?
And could the Browns outduel the Steelers in a potential Trevor Lawrence trade? We had Matt Stafford trade. We didn't mention Trevor Lawrence.
Well, you guys all got mad about even mentioning the Matthew Stafford, so I don't know what you're going to think about Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be 37 this year.
Yeah, he's 25.
Yeah, but if he's not
That's
good,
younger.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
He's younger than 37.
He was also atrocious last year.
He was.
And has really just not remotely been the guy. Now, but it's interesting. If Sam Darnold
that makes me
was
think
able to rejuvenate
trying to get
his career,
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Then Trevor Lawrence is the number one quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, if the league is willing to take second and third and maybe even fourth chances on guys like, in this case, we had a huge return from not only Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith over the last few years. Obviously, Trevor Lawrence there'd be a market for.
Trevor Lawrence played in 10 games last year. He went 2-8 as a starter. Not that QB wins matter. Threw for 2,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
He had career.
I already got Deshaun Watson. Do I really need to go make a move on this?
Well, so that is the question here. For somebody like Trevor Lawrence, I think it's interesting because I think anybody that gets mad, like there were some people saying it was a pipe dream when we were talking about Matt Stafford. Well, if you could trade for Trevor Lawrence, I mean, that's not a pipe dream. If they were open for business, there's no pipe dream.
But it sounds to me as if you were the Jags, I wouldn't say, if somebody called about my quarterback, I'm not saying anything to anybody. Because it just gets it's getting a conversation started. Are you trying? And so that's why I'm thinking, if you're not moving your quarterback, you say nothing. If you would consider it, are you or are you not trying to start a market here?
Right. Yeah, you would be.
So, like, are we in the business then for Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, I understand.
Hey, he's better than Deshaun Watson. Some things are said for effect,
Pittsburgh
but Lord.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, let's look at it because they were the team that's reported. The Pittsburgh Steelers, it would totally make sense for them to trade for Trevor Lawrence, right? Is there any reason you would think no?
Yeah, it would make sense. They have a better overall team than Jacksonville.
Haven't we been hearing that they like Justin Fields still, though?
Justin Fields is a name that people throw out there.
Justin Fields and continuing your first-round picks.
Everybody likes Justin Fields until it's time to start him. Then all of a sudden, nobody likes Justin Fields, who actually has their job on the line.
You just poo-pooed the whole Trevor Lawrence thing. 2-8. Why would I want him?
Well, we're talking. I say QB wins. I'm making a joke about QB wins.
Well, his potential, his arm talent, his athletic ability, that stuff's all still there, right? Nobody's writing off Trevor Lawrence. He's not. Maybe you think he's been a bust to this point, but can you write him off when Darnold just had the year he had, when Baker Mayfield has played the best of his career just recently, Geno Smith after a 6-year layoff.
So why does it make more sense for the Steelers and not the Browns?
Well, no, that was my next part of this.
Are you willing to give up?
If the Steelers are a team that could trade for him, why couldn't the Browns?
Yeah. Are you willing to give up more than a 2025 first and second? I'm asking
more,
a question.
More, well, think about it. Our first round pick.
If you're not giving up more, then you're not in the business for. Can they swing Trevor Lawrence?
Our first
round picks are better.
Our one 2025 pick is worth more than their two.
Can you even afford Trevor Lawrence?
Well, the cap bros say we can do anything. They said we could go.
You can do anything.
They said we could pay like $50 million to another quarterback.
Someone get Jack Duffin on the phone. It's like the afternoon over there.
I'll save you it. He'll say yes if you push everything forward and keep leveraging all of your cap space situation and push it to the forefront. Cap space today is more valuable than cap space tomorrow. Interest-free loan. I keep hearing the same buzzwords the last 4 years of Browns fans.
Pony's getting in about it now. Well, once Pony's in about it, you know how that goes.
Yes, our picks are more valuable than the Steelers' picks.
Well, yeah, we have the number 2 overall pick. Jacksonville, if they were to get the number 2 overall pick. If you're trading Trevor Lawrence, then you got to ask, why are you trading Trevor Lawrence? Are we just desperate now for a QB that we're willing to just go make that trade? It's number 2 overall. Would you rather have Shedeur Sanders or Trevor Lawrence? Isn't that what you ask yourself? Would you rather have Shedeur Sanders?
I imagine.
And if it's a second round pick, I mean, that's 1-33 for Trevor Lawrence.
So,
Lord Almighty.
So,
but it wouldn't be for the Browns. It's not 1 and 33.
Well, yeah, you're not going to give up 33. You give
number
up
number two and number 33.
You give up number two and then later on.
Yeah, because
number two is
number two
way
and number
more valuable.
148 or
that's
whatever
true.
Number they have.
That's
back
very
then.
True. Well, that well, basically, you don't care about the picks after that. Well, you do, but you don't. It comes down to, would you rather take Shador Sanders or Trevor Lawrence? What would you rather do?
Somebody like me who gambled on Deshaun Watson, what do you think I would want to do?
I think you'd rather have Shador Sanders.
Oh, you don't think I would gamble on Trevor Lawrence? Because I don't think he's done. I think his situation's been
I think listening
bad.
To you in this segment, you'd rather have Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, you said, well, you said
Lawrence,
gamble.
So here's the thing. Trevor Lawrence, better body, better arm, more athletic. He has not been able to read or diagnose defenses to the level that people thought he would be able to. That scares me. That absolutely scares me. Do I think under the right coaching situation, his career could rebound? If it could for Sam Darnold, why couldn't it for somebody who had more God-given talent
all
than
right.
Sam Darnold?
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.